Tyvon Branch didn't practice. He's out for the game. Rashad Jennings was limited again, questionable for the game. Kaluka didn't practice. He'll be questionable for the game. McFadden was limited. He'll be questionable. McGee was limited, questionable. Pashos was limited, questionable. Marcel Reese was limited. He's probable in the game. And Menelik Watson and Stefan Wisniewski both did not practice. They'll both be out for the game.
The guys that practiced 3 days in a row and are questionable, you're pretty optimistic about all
this. Yeah, I feel good about them, you know. But we'll see, you know, we'll see how they feel, you know, tomorrow and on into Sunday morning. But, you know, feel confident that some of those guys will be able to make it to the game.
Raiders have won six games in a row in Arrowhead, which is really hard to do. Any factor at all, or is there maybe for them maybe some more of a motivating factor for kids?
Yeah, you know, every year is a different year, you know, so it's you know, you can't judge on what's happened in the past. You really got to, you know, every year will be different. And these guys are playing extremely well. They've played well at home. And I think we all understand what the challenge is that we have going in and facing them. And it'll be critical that we're able to go in and, you know, get off to a fast start. I think that'll if we're able to do that, I think that'll benefit us. But we know that it's going to be a tough environment to play in.
Talked about Denarius a little bit the other day, and just the consistency thing that you've stressed over and over with him. His personality, at least outwardly, is not like a lot of receivers. He doesn't seem like he's the kind of guy that's constantly, you know, I want the ball, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Is part of the trick with him getting him to understand how good he is?
Well, I think, you know, really I think all those guys, we got confidence in all those guys that all of them can make plays for us. I think we got a talented wide receiver group. I think all those guys are still young and up and coming players. So part of the deal with all those guys is just, you know, developing the confidence that they can go out and do the job on a play in and play out basis, and that comes from, you know, the consistency of the way that they work. The consistency with which they play, and it just comes from, you know, when you get opportunities to make plays, going out and making them. And our guys have done a lot better job of doing that, and I think they're developing that confidence. So it'll be a big test for those guys this week. Kansas City's got an outstanding secondary. They're very good at the corner position. They get up and play tough man-to-man coverage and, you know, try to win on the line of scrimmage. So it'll be important for those guys to get up there and fight and battle on the line and win the one-on-one battles outside.
In terms of DJ Hayden, are you seeing the kind of the same basic problems each week, or are you seeing kind of a steady ascent?
No, he's getting better. He's getting better, and he's going to continue to get better. And I think a lot of times when you have young players like that, you know, everybody wants to jump to a conclusion early in the season. The key is, you know, do these guys continue to develop? Do they continue to get better on a week in and week out basis? He's getting more confident in what we're asking him to do and the things that he's capable of doing on the football field. I'm pleased with where he's at. He's got to continue to work and get better, and he'll do that.
How do you guys slow down Jamal Charles, especially catching the ball?
Yeah, again, it's going to come down to getting 11 hats to the ball. I mean, that's what – anytime you got an explosive player like that, you got to get multiple guys to the ball. He does a great job out in space, makes a lot of people miss. And so it's going to be critical that we, you know, that we play fast. And if somebody does miss a tackle out in space, we got other guys there to back them up. And that's what, you know, that's what good defenses do.
Has your tackling gotten better over the season?
Yeah, I think we're improving. I mean, there's always things that you got to continue to work on. But I've been pleased with the way – and again, listen, in this league, against these type of players and these explosive athletes that you see on offense, you're going to miss some tackles, all right? But the key is that do you have guys there that are going to back you up so you feel confident that you can go take your shot? And we'll continue to work on that.
For West Coast teams playing 10 a.m. games, sometimes there's some mixed results. You know, just like having to go East and play in a different time zone. This isn't all the way to the East Coast, but do you have, I think, five of them. Do you see any difficulties getting your guys going at that early hour?
No, I don't really look at that as a big factor. No different than it was last week when you play at 8:30 at night. I mean, you just go line up whenever the league tells us to go play the game, wherever they tell us to go play it, that's what we're going to do. So we don't spend a lot of time talking about that. We just go play the game when they tell us to.
How has Holmes done this week in practice?
He's done well. He's done well. I've been impressed with what I've seen out of him. I think he's a guy that could potentially, help us at some point.
He'll be up for this game?
There's a chance, yeah.
Terrell always has plays at the line of scrimmage that he can check into. In a place like Kansas City where it's so loud and you need the silent snap and all that, do those volume of plays increase that he can get into?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to change much as far as what we're asking him to do and the workload that we put on him as far as any adjustments or checks on the line of scrimmage. I mean, we've got a package of things that we do that we can check in and out of, and he's done a nice job with doing that. And I don't think the volume will change. I think our execution has to be better. I think we all got to be on point and understand that when we try to make an adjustment on the line of scrimmage, everybody's got to get it.
I know that it's just practice, but from what you've seen from Darren, have you seen the kind of explosiveness and burst that kind of signifies that his hamstring is...
Well, I watched him all week in practice. I like where he's at. I feel good about where he's at. Again, we'll see. We'll see how he feels tomorrow, but I think every day he's gotten a little bit better.
Did you do a lot of noise work out there with the crowd?
Yeah. It's we really work that every week. We work that on the road. We work that when we're at home because the defense has to deal with crowd noise too. So crowd noise can be, it can be, obviously it can be beneficial at times, but, it can be a factor for their defense too.
Crank it even louder because of the record attempt this weekend, and you put it full blast.
It was up loud enough.